And now, here's your host of Shaping Success, Wes Tankersley.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to Shaping Success. I'm your host, Wes Tankersley, back for another morning coffee episode. Thanks for hanging out with me. Whew, it was a rough one. I didn't sleep very well last night. Not because of my son, though, because my brain wouldn't shut the hell up. So, happens sometimes, you know, you wake up in the middle of the night and you can't go back to sleep. Time to get this started off, though. It's time to get Monday morning going. If you guys haven't checked out the Wednesday show, I wanted to show you something I got in the mail. It's a copy of the book that Robert Watson has written called Ars Victorious. I haven't opened it yet. I'm going to open it here real quick and just kind of show you guys what we got. Here it is. This is the book. So go check it out. Robert and I have been going through. We've been hitting the maxims. We've been going through all these things. And it's been very cool to get to have that. I have an actual book from Robert. You know, super cool, super awesome. This is it. So the hard copy's been out for a little while now, a couple weeks, and we've been going through it. And it's been really fun to talk about those things. A lot of those things go through, you know, my thought process, the way that I think, the ways that I do things. And it's kind of nice to read through it and understand. We've been going through a lot of like social media stuff and talking about those things. What is up, everyone over here on TikTok? Sharon's in the house. Richard's in the house. Nikki's over on YouTube. You guys are awesome. If you want to join, just make sure that you hit that bell and let yourself know, so you get the notification so you know that I go live. I've been trying to do it every day. It's been sometimes, you know, just like this morning when I woke up, I was just, you know, I wasn't sure. Well, I knew I was coming out here, but like I've been tired, you know, and like my son has been waking up and causing issues, but he's actually been sleeping through the night. So that's been kind of nice. This weekend I got to, you know, we celebrated Easter this weekend because my wife is a nurse and she ended up having to work last Sunday. So we didn't get to celebrate Easter. And we're like, well, we're going to do it on Saturday. And so it never fails. We decide on Saturday, we're going to go take the kids. What did we do Saturday? We took them bowling. So we took the kids bowling. We took them to bowling alley. It was the first time Nolan went bowling. He actually won the last game. It's kind of hard not to win when you got a little thing that holds the ball for you and the bumper's up, but he won nonetheless. And it was kind of funny, because we took the bumpers down for Tatum a couple times because she was bragging about how good she was. And then she realized that, well, maybe I do need the bumpers, and she used them. So it was kind of funny. But we did that on Saturday. And then, you know, that took a while. So it was funny. We went to, there's three bowling alleys around here. There's one that I did not want to go to because it is super expensive. It's one of those big giant ones, has like an arcade and all that stuff. It's called Big Al's, and I did not want to go there, because I knew that it would cost lots of money to go there. And then there, that one's in Meridian. Boise, the Treasure Valley area, is kind of like a decent sized, like, I don't know, kind of, there's a bunch of little suburbs to it. I live in Caldwell. You keep driving a little bit, you get to Nampa. You drive a little bit more, you get to Meridian. Drive a little bit more, you get to Boise. So they're all kind of in the same area. So I was like, all right, I told my wife, we're going to go to the Caldwell Bowl because it's close. It's like $8 a game. If Nolan's not very good or doesn't want to do it, then, you know, we won't have to waste too much time or money. And she's like, you're going to get shot there. That was kind of her reaction. I'm like, no, we're not. This is ridiculous. We don't live in a place where that happens. There's shootings every day. I'm like, okay, so show me one. She couldn't show me. So it's one of those deals where they think that this town that we live way out in the country, so we don't live anywhere near the actual city itself, but it's not that bad. She's making it sound like it is. So we decide that we don't want to drive. We start looking at times, and the Caldwell Bowl opens at 10:30. The Nampa Bowl opens at 11. Big Al's opens at noon. I don't want to go to Big Al's. That's where she wants to go. So we decide that we're going to drive over that way. And we hit the Nampa one. Parking lot is loaded. Little did we know, we didn't realize this, but bowling, you know, it's kind of a big deal. And Saturday is a league day. So I show up there, and one of my coworkers is there, and I know that his family bowls in like a league, and they bowl a lot. And I realized that it's the league day, I kind of figured. So I texted him while he was in there, and I was like, hey, is there any open lanes? And he's like, nope, there's not going to be any open lanes for a while. It goes until like noon. Usually Saturday is a league day. So I tell my wife, I'm like, let's go drive to Caldwell, see what that looks like. And she finally agrees to do that. So we drive over to Caldwell. I go walk over there. Parking lot's full. League day. Great. So they're not done with league until about noon. Same type of thing. Even though they have really cheap rates, you don't get to use those until you're there. So now we're headed to Big Al's, where I do not want to go. And we end up getting there. They're not quite open till noon. So we went over to the Nike store. My daughter needed a new pair of shoes. Went in there and had an argument with her about which shoes she was going to get. She ended up getting this pair that she wanted. And then we went to Big Al's. And when we got to Big Al's, the line was already outside. It was raining. And there was already this big old line. So we ended up having to wait in line for like 20 minutes to get in there and get on the lane and all that stuff and play two games. And so we played. It was fun, but it was expensive. And nothing is cheap anymore. I cannot understand what is going on. This makes no sense. It's like it was ridiculous, the amount that we paid for that place. Drinks are expensive, food is expensive, bowling is expensive. It is just nuts. So I don't know. Anyway, it was a good time though. It was fun to watch Nolan. He got really excited every time it was his turn. He'd run up there, and then they had this little thing that you stick the ball on, and then he just pushes it because he can't really throw it. He put the bumpers down, and he just pins fall down. He got all excited. It was fun to watch. Tatum was excited. She was trying to beat us and stuff like that. So good times. But anyway, that was that. That was Saturday. Yesterday, and, you know, we get home Saturday, and we're like, we're going to have Easter dinner on Saturday. And she's like, can we just do it tomorrow? So lo and behold, we're like, okay, let's do it. We're going to do it tomorrow. We had bought a ham that had been sitting in the refrigerator for a while. And I went to go try to put it on the barbecue. She's like, yeah, let's just put it on there and let it cook for a while. There's two things that I've decided that I will not cook. Or when I do cook, I'm going to start them an hour early. If we want to eat at 6 o'clock, we're starting an hour earlier than that. Because it just takes, for some reason, way too long. And ham is one of those. Ham is one, and the other one is chicken. Chicken, no matter how I try to cook it, it's always an hour or so late. And same thing with this ham. So halfway through, 2 hours through this ham, when it was supposed to be ready, it was like at 89 degrees. It's got to be 140. I was like, forget this. And I took it, and we stuck it in the oven and let it cook, which was fine. It got done, but it just took too long. And so we ended up eating at 8 o'clock last night, which is typically when the kids go to bed. Lesson learned. But other than that, it was a good weekend. Got the lawn mowed, got everything set, got everything we needed to get done. So good times, a little busy, more than normal, but yeah. Let's get to some of these quotes here, and then we will get out of here and get ready for the day. I've got kind of a busy one going. Some things that I was reading through and reviewing and thinking about yesterday as we did this. Story was kind of funny yesterday, catching Nolan. Yes, you go check out Instagram. I was just laughing at that right now. One of the good ones that we got on here is from Robert Watson. If you guys don't follow Robert, you should follow him. Only boldness can deliver us from fear. You have to be willing to go out there and do it. You have to be bold about it. Fear is something that is difficult. I think about it. I think I've talked about this before on here, like the first time that I went off the high dive. And I remember this was like, had to be like 1990, 1989. My brother dared me to go off the high dive. He said, give me a dime to jump off of it at the swimming pool. And I did it and I got my dime. But it was scary. You didn't want to do it. It's like a long ways to go. And then after you do it the first time, boom, there you go. You got to be a little bit bold to get those things done that you want to get done. Discipline and conditioning your brain to not give a shit is hard. Where'd it go? If it's hard or it hurts or it sucks, if it needs to get done, it gets done. Very difficult sometimes. You have to continue to think about that. You have to realize that caring what other people think can't stop you caring what your brain tells you you can and cannot do, can't stop you. It's all between your ears, and you must be willing to move forward, push harder, and keep going. That's a difficult one. It's a hard one sometimes to, yeah, exactly. Nikki says, just do it scared. It's hard to do it scared sometimes, though. And I understand that, but you have to continue to tell yourself that it is worth it. Why are you doing it? What's going on? Remember that it is worth it. That's a difficult thing to come up with sometimes. That's a difficult thing to do. When you get scared, it stops you. It freezes you. And sometimes it can be fear of failure or it can be fear of success. But the reality of the whole situation is if you fail, what happens? Nothing. You get to try again, you know? And we have to be willing to take that risk in order to move forward. Because in a couple of years, you won't care about how long it took. You'll just be glad you never gave up. Do you want to live your life in regret, thinking that you could have done that, but you decided not to because you were scared, because you feared it, because you didn't want to? You thought something would happen? Don't live in that fear. Don't regret. The regret is way worse than the actual scaredness that you have to get through to get there. Champions do what's needed regardless of how they feel. Their discipline overrides their feelings. We all have feelings, right? We talk about that. The feelings that we have that, you know, do stop us, do stunt us, do keep us from doing that. I know that Nikki's read David Goggins. And if you guys haven't before, I say read. The only type of reading I do is with my ears. This book here that Robert has written, I have read more out of this book than I've read out of any book because I listen to so many different books on Audible. And you have to think about that. You have to try and find a way. And now I lost my train of thought. Good job, dummy. That's where I was going with this. David Goggins, right? So think about this guy. This guy is nuts. And so if you haven't listened to his book, I suggest you listen to it because he talks about a lot of the things that he takes in the fear and how he is just a champion of his mind. And it is amazing to me because don't call my friend a dummy. I was being a dummy. It's amazing to me how this guy does what he does. Like if you read it, he fails like every single time. And then he does it. It always takes two times for him to get it right. But he's not going to stop. He's not going to quit. I mean, he ran this race where he decided that they told him he couldn't go on anymore because he went 20 miles off the course. And then he turned around and he went back, got the 20 miles back and still had like 50 to go and got off the course, went home, decompressed, went through this whole cycle of just emptying out his body of all the fluids because it was a killer thing on his body. Got back up, went back to the race. They told him that he wouldn't qualify because he'd already left it, but he could finish it if he wanted to and finish the race. Then the next year he went back and had like a course record. I mean, it's just amazing how that works. It is 100% mind over matter. Okay, so you have to think about that. I feel like when you do something, you push yourself. You don't push yourself far enough. Like you will push yourself as far as you get comfortable. But when you have to get out of the comfort zone, that's when growth happens. That's when you make things happen. So don't let your mind stop you from doing the things that you need to do. In all aspects of your life, you must push forward. You must push forward. You must keep going. You can't look back. You can't allow what happened in the past to stop you from doing what's going on in the future. And a lot of people think that. I feel like a lot of people let the past stop them, let them freeze them, let them not do the things that they need to do. Be a warrior. Be a warrior. Thanks, Richard. The hoodie is from Tattooed and Successful. My buddy Zach makes these. Very cool. I met him a while ago. He's been on a podcast. It's super cool. Someone once told me not to bite off more than I can chew. I told them I would rather choke on greatness than nibble on mediocrity. Always, you know, another good book that, you know, Grant Cardone's kind of a salesman, but he has this book called The 10X Rule, okay? And The 10X Rule, basically, in my mind, is one of those things where you think about it, and his challenge to you is, if you're going to do something, multiply that by 10 and shoot for that goal. So whatever your goal is, multiply that by 10, because more often than not, you're going to do better than the goal that you have. And you need to push yourself to be uncomfortable to do better than that. So if you make it a 10X thing, if you make it 10 times what you're supposed to be doing, I'm going to run a mile a day. And you say, I'm going to run 10 miles a day. Or, you know, that's kind of a real drastic thing. But still, you can run one probably. Like, you could probably go run the 1 mile today, but could you do more? And what are you going to tell yourself? Oh, I'm at a mile and I'm done. Or are you willing to work and push yourself a little bit harder to get more than that? Yeah, I've read that book as well. The Power of One More by Ed Milet is very good. We talked about that. Robert is in the house. Robert, we were talking about your book. Thanks for sending this over to me. We appreciate it. You guys can get that on Amazon. Yeah, Ed Milet's a good book too, for sure. But you have to think about that. Think about how much better you can be by setting your goal a little bit higher than you initially set out to be. Last one here, and then we're going to get going. When you focus on the good increases. This is a very big one for me. I've talked about this for a while now, and there was this turn in my brain where I changed it. And the simple way of saying it is, you know, we always think about the glass being, I always thought about the glass being half empty, okay? The glass is half full makes you feel a lot better about the situation. And if you are sitting around waiting for negative things to happen, and this was my thought process, this was always my thought process, all right? It was, if I think that the bad is going to happen and something good happens, then I will be excited about that. Like, I'll be good with that because now I've rewarded myself by working my butt off and hoping that, you know, the bad would turn into good. And so when you do that, you're always in this mindset, well, it's not going to matter anyway. What am I doing? What, you know, I can do whatever I want, but it's not going to get any better. It's not going to work. It's not going to fix or whatever. So like, you have that negative thought process in your head over and over again. What do you think is going to happen? So when you sit there and you think about the goals and the dreams and desires that you have, and you think about, I'm going to make this happen, and you see it happening and you visualize it happening, the opportunities that arise from that, the chances of making that happen, put yourself in a situation where it's going to be better. It's just like the people you're around. If you sit around people who tell you, why are you doing that? You're stupid. You shouldn't do that. You'll never be that. This will never work. Those people, what happens? Your brain thinks, why am I even trying? Why am I even doing this? And it becomes harder to make that happen. So you have to be willing to think about it that way. A positive mind attracts positive things. A negative mind attracts negative things. Find that positive and keep pushing towards it. You attract what you think and do. 100% Sharon. That is it. That's what I got for you today. I appreciate you guys hanging out. I hope you have an awesome, awesome Monday. Please make sure that you hit that subscribe button, that share button, that ring the bell on YouTube, sub over there. Shaping Success with Wes Tankersley. Thanks to our patrons, Anna Mellon and Nikki Pav. Thank you, Nikki, for getting those clips out for me. We also have subscribers on TikTok, Frank Hogue, Lance Ayers, Nikki Pav, and Michelle. Michelle is no longer on here, but yeah, we got that solar eclipse today too. Interesting situation. We'll see how that goes. It's been a while since I've seen one of those. But have a great day. Until next time, I challenge you to find the shape of your success. We'll be right back.